And with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It is 9:27 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Right about this time, we usually check in with all the cool kids who make the conscious decision to listen to us while they are on their hustle. Whatever and however your hustle may look like, be it at the office, be it running a company of 500 employees, or maybe just maybe you are self-employed and you find inspiration from nature and you project that with your art pieces. Like one such person that we have right now, we'll see Jamie Lee Dirgaard. Jamie Lee.
Hello.
Good morning, Jamie Lee. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good. Shaquan.
Yes. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
You're no stranger to the brand. Girl, why have you not come to visit us in so long? Like, honestly, what's happening?
Girl, I saw you not too long ago. Come on.
Oh yeah, this Varno, but I mean like fresh.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, we were at the media retreat together.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had lots of stories, Jamie Lee. Apparently you made people paint naked people there. I don't know why you made
them. We painted naked people.
Okay, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh wow.
No
their
way.
Interpretation of the work is not my wording, hey?
Yeah. That's true. That's a good one.
Jamie Lee, tell me something. What exactly do you do? Walk us through what exactly is it that you do and how long you've been doing it.
So I describe myself as a multifaceted creative, meaning I wear many hats.
Mm-hmm.
My most renowned one is that I am an art instructor / art teacher. So it is basically my life's mission to inspire and foster an appreciation for art in other individuals.
Okay.
So I'm trying to convert the masses.
So, I mean, it's one of those things where really you can't be confined to one thing, no?
Never that.
And how long have you been at this? I mean, your multifaceted exploring it thereof.
So I started my company Something Artsy in 2017. So I've been doing it for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm. 2017. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's actually a while, hey?
That's a while, yeah.
So
yeah.
Jamie, you're actually the one that started this whole concept of the paint and the painting nights and wine, whatever it is. And yes,
the paint and wine nights. Yes,
exactly. I mean, we've seen other people try to do it, but keyword try. What exactly was behind this idea? Because right now I can even tell you that corporates actually booked Jamie for that. Mm. So what exactly was the idea behind that night?
So how that transpired is there's all these things happening in the rest of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I would have wanted to attend or partake in, but we just never had any of those things happening here. So I basically took it upon myself to bring those things to us so that people like me could attend such events.
Mm.
So that's where it stemmed from.
Oh, okay. So, and also not so long ago, I saw that you actually opened up a new studio. By the way, well done. Like, Jamie's
Thank
really invested
much.
In this artsy stuff, I tell you. So quickly tell us about your new art studio. Where exactly is it? And what can people actually come and do there? Can people hire it for events or, you know?
Yes, it's open for hire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Etc.
Yes.
Which means I'm not going to box myself in, meaning it can be anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that it is a blank canvas and a space for creatives to come in and create and just be free. It is situated at the Old Chopsies, Old Breweries complex in town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the idea is that anybody can walk in, have a cup of coffee, paint something, doodle something, or make something while they're at it. It is a very family-friendly space. It's ideal for kids, but you can also go have wine after work to unwind.
Yeah, definitely my
so
type
it's
of
like
vibe.
A safe space. Yes.
Yeah. Now, Jamie Lee, where do you see yourself in the next 2-3 years? I see you've opened up your studio. You've been at it since 2017. What's the bigger vision here? Manifest it somewhere right now. Put it out there in the world and let us pray for you while we edit.
I am going to be retired in 3 years. I'm going to be retired. The money's going to be making itself.
Come on.
I'm going to be sitting on a yacht. Somewhere
on a yard,
mimosas, yes,
mimosas,
manifesting.
Love it.
Nice one, Jamie Lee. We love it, man. That is what we're talking about. Okay, now, Jamie Lee, tell me, do you know the game of Anything But Correct?
Yes, I've listened to a few of those.
You've listened to a few of those.
On your, yes.
So, what you are ready for us?
Oh gosh.
You are mentally ready for NSK and Shekwana. What is the story now?
You know, when you're driving and you're listening to the other people, it's like, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, you could have just said that. Now you guys are going to put me on the spot.
Okay, but just to reiterate once again, what is it that we do with Anything But Correct? Anything But Correct, just make sure that your answers are incorrect. You are not allowed to pause in between the answers. You need to fire away at those answers. And like Shekwan loves saying, there's no need for breathing for the next 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, she's a great swimmer. She can handle it.
Okay, let's see how this goes.
Okay, cool. So playing the game of Anything But Correct is Jamie Lee. She's got 30 seconds to see if she can rough and tough it and make sure she does not give us correct answers. Mm. Starting right now. Now, Jamie Lee, is it true that Namibia gained its independence from South Africa?
No.
1 + 1 = 5. When is Independence Day in Namibia?
7 March.
Dilish Matthews is from Cape Mansoup, true or false?
From Katadura. False.
She said false. Jamie Lee, you said false.
20.
And I cursed. Oh my gosh.
24 seconds.
Literally.
Almost
she was
there.
Almost there, Jamie. You were almost there. And then you did the one mistake that we always do when we write our exams. We change our answers.
Exactly. And you said true or false, and I overthought it.
Jamie Lee, what are your shout outs? Do you have anybody that you'd love to greet? Maybe a squad or maybe just someone special? We don't know. Hey, you don't know your life.
Yeah, we don't know anything
about you. Don't know. And that's the problem. You should be knowing. No, I just want to wish everybody listening a wonderful day, man. Mm. It's a good day to have a good day.
It's a good day to have a good day. Jamie Lee Dierghardt, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. And Shekwan and I, we will pop in sometime just to get all artsy.
And you know what it is, actually? Jamie Lee and I did performance arts together at UNAM.
You guys did performance arts together?
Yes, we did. And I also noticed that the new studio that you opened up, etc., is very white. So that means when you pull up to the event, make sure that you are wearing a pop of color to give it more color in the room. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Jamie?
Yeah.
All the best, my darling, and have a lovely day, hey?
Oh, lost out on her. Yeah, lost out on her.
Alrighty. Right, cool.
Anyways, let's keep it moving. Adulting. Yeah, Shekwan will give us adulting when we get back. Here's some music by Tiwa Savage, Ari Star, and Young John. Fresh breakfast.